Despite her insistence that she is innocent of killing the temple priest of the jungle, Dorothy is condemned to suffer death, and Chandler is powerless to avert the sentence, which is to be executed at the Feast of Darkness 2 weeks later. Returned to the hut where she is held prisoner, Dorothy hears Bob's voice, whispering he has come to rescue her. She begs him to leave, but he is determined to set her free. Chandu, the magician.
Bobby, please. You must. You must go away. Don't you know they'll kill you if they catch you?
But they're not going to catch me. I got that sharp knife I bought in Cairo. They cut through these walls like cheese. It's only made of layers of dried leaves anyway. Don't you know that?
Oh, but Bobby, the least sound, the guard will be around there before you can move. Please go away.
I'm not going to make much noise.
Listen, Bobby. You must listen to me.
Come over here next to the wall, Mother. Come right over here. See? That little place through already. Now they can't hear us.
Oh, but don't you see? We can't get out of here. We can't get out of this village. And even if we did, what would we do? Where's Uncle Frank?
He's in his room over at the end. I hope he's sound asleep. Certainly didn't tell him I was coming over here. I knew he'd never let me do it.
Of course he wouldn't. Oh, heavens, that noise, Bobby.
Well, I suppose I'll have to tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, you see, I knocked the guard out. I sneaked up behind him when he wasn't looking, and I knocked him right out. He just fell over like he was a dummy. I tied his hands and feet and stuck a handkerchief in his mouth and tied another one right around his head so he couldn't get it off.
Oh, Bobby. Don't you see that's just the thing we mustn't do? Oh, they'll kill us all. You've got to go and untie him at once. Now. Before some other native comes along and sees him there.
Now, Mother, don't be silly. I've got this far. Nothing's happened to us. See, you have to take some chances. Anyway, these natives aren't going to come around here in the middle of the night.
But you don't understand. Even if you do succeed in cutting a large enough hole in the wall for me to crawl through, what will we do? We're entirely at the mercy of those men. It's only by a miracle they haven't killed me or some of you already.
Say, Mother, you know what? Uncle Frank's just getting thinner and thinner. He's all cut up about not being able to magic these fellows and get you out of here.
Oh, I know he must be. What do they think is wrong?
Well, I don't know. I asked him the other day if he thought it was something like that time when we were up in Montebania and he couldn't get the message from the yogi on account of Dimitri. I don't know whether he thinks some of these natives are beating him out or whether he just can't make it work anymore.
Oh, how horrible this place is.
Well, I'll get you out of there before long, I tell you.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Of course, it's uncomfortable in here, but it's not unbearable.
Well, you may be able to bear it, but I can't. It just makes me sick to think of you being in there.
Don't you see? If it had been just a question of getting me out by force, Uncle Frank would have done it days ago. He knows it's no use to try to escape from them.
Well, what is he going to do?
He has to find a way to make them release me of their own accord. Or else wait until Father returns from the capital with permission from the head priest to let me go. Or until the next boat stops here.
Yes, but don't you know by that time it may be... Oh, gee, Mother... I didn't mean to remind you that. But now that I have said it, you know what I mean anyway. I'm not going to leave you in there until they come along and... I'm just not going to do it, Mother.
Oh, hush, son. Not so loud.
Well, if that guard has come to by now, he can't wiggle an eyebrow. I tied him up too tight.
Son, if you tied up the guard, why didn't you just open the door and not go to all this trouble to cut through the wall?
Well... I wasn't going to say anything about that. I couldn't get the door open. It's so dark there and fastened shut in some trick way. When they brought you back here, I was watching them across there in my room. I sneaked over here as soon as it was dark. But I don't know how they have the door fastened. I couldn't find any place to get it open, and of course I didn't want to pound on it and make a lot of racket.
Bobby, you've got to listen to me. That noise will wake up every native in the camp. Go on back to the inn and go to bed. Now I insist on it.
Well, it's too late now. Because if they come back and find you still here in this big hole in the wall, they'll think you did it. And then it just will be too bad. I'll have it big enough for you to get through in just a minute. Oh, gee.
What is it? What is it, Bobby?
Somebody's seen me. There's a big fat native crawling around the corner of the hut on his hands and knees. And he's got a knife in his teeth. He doesn't think I've seen him yet.
Run, Bobby. Run as fast as you can. Wake up Uncle Frank if you have to, but
George,
run.
He's not 2 feet from me. Well, what do you want?
Oh, Bobby, Bobby, look out. Oh, that awful knife.
Hey, you leave me alone. I...
Sit back there against the wall, Bob. I'll handle this.
Frank.
So it's you, is it, Wong? Drop that knife. Drop it, I say. Look at me, Wong. Look at me. Do you hear that music? Look at me, Wong. I want you to return to your hut. When you reach it, you will instantly go to sleep. And when you awake in the morning, you will forget this. Your mind will not hold the memory of this night. Go.
Gee. He just turned around and went away without a word. Gosh, Uncle Frank, you...
Oh, Frank.
What were you doing here, Bob? I thought you were asleep in your room.
Well, I was. But, gee, how can a fellow sleep when his mother...
What's this hole in the wall? Were you foolish enough to think you could help her escape from this hut? What did you think you were going to do then?
Gee, I thought I'd bring her over to the inn and you'd know something to do. Gosh, I couldn't bear to think of her staying in there any longer.
Oh, Frank, I know he shouldn't have done it. I tried to persuade him to go away.
Well, I'd take a chance even in the jungle before I leave her in here and just let him come along and shoot her or something.
I don't blame you, Bob, for wanting to get her out of this place. But it would be certain death to all of us to try it. Betty and Natasha, and you and I, as well as your mother. We couldn't go 100 yards into the jungle. And there's no other way out of the village except the path that leads to the ocean. And what good would that do? I wish you'd spoken to me about this plan before you came over here.
Well, there must be something we can do.
We're doing everything we can, Bob. Come on now. We've got to get back to the inn before they discover us. I can't understand why that guard didn't see you here.
Well...
He tied him up, Frank.
What? Where?
Right around by the door.
Come on, quick. Show me where he is.
Well, he was standing there right in front of the door. I sneaked up behind him and I let him have it. Gee, I hit him a peach of a smack. Look, there he is. See that shadow there on the ground? That's him.
How long ago was it you tied him up?
Well, just a few minutes ago. I've only been cutting at that wall about 5 minutes.
Well, let's see if he's unconscious. You must have hit him hard. Or else he struck his head on something when he fell.
Yep, he's out cold. I did hit him, didn't I? What are you going to do with him, Uncle Frank?
I'm going to see to it that he knows nothing about it tomorrow. It's the only way to save all our lives. Just be quiet a minute, will you? Guard of the Temple of the Cobra, hear my words. You have seen nothing tonight. You know nothing of what has occurred in this place. In the morning, you will mend the rent made in the wall, made by a tree which has fallen against it. In 5 minutes, you will awake. I say again, you have seen nothing.
Gee.
Take that gag out of his mouth, Bob, while I cut this cord you tied him with.
Okay. There it is. Say, if we have to leave Mother there, can't we go around and say goodnight to her?
Yes. Hurry, though. We want to be away from here when this fellow wakes up. Come on.
Hey, listen, Uncle Frank. How is it you can do all these things to these natives and still you can't...
Don't keep asking me that, Bob. Do you suppose there's a moment of the day or night when I don't think of it myself? I don't know what's the matter. I don't know why I can't. Don't you know I'd be willing to give my life to save her from them? Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I shouldn't have said that. It's not you I'm talking to, though. It's myself.
Gee, I don't mind. I know how you feel. I won't say anything about it again.
Oh, it's all right. Just for a moment.
Here's the hole I made in the wall. Mother.
Yes, dear. What is it? Where's Uncle Frank?
Right here. Don't worry about this, Dorothy. This will all be taken care of in the morning. And no one will know the difference. Oh, Dorothy. You don't know how I feel to go away and leave you in this...
Oh, I know, sir. But I'm not blaming you. Please go away. I'm all right, and we don't want to arouse all the other men in the village. Good night, Bobby.
Night, Mother.
Good night, Dot.
I'll bring Betty over in the morning.
Don't let her worry about me, Frank.
Come on, Mr. Frank. You're just like paper. I've got an idea.
What's the matter? Why are you all dressed? Where have you been?
I'll tell you about it in a minute. Listen, I've got an idea. Let you and I go over to that old temple and knock on the door. When the priest comes to the door, we tell him we'll let them take us if they'll let Mother go. What do you think of that, huh?
Oh, Bob, do you suppose they would? You mean both of us?
Well, I thought we'd both go and see what they said anyway.
Oh, yes, let's. It's the first thing I've been able to think of that might work. It'll only take me a minute to get ready.
Well, now, listen. I tell you just what we'll do.